At this time of the year, many people feel an excitement building as Christmas approaches with its promise of rest, relaxation, and celebrations with family and friends. But there is another group of people for whom Christmas is a difficult time. Many people actually find themselves in prison on Christmas Day. And prison can take many forms. It can be a prison of loneliness, a prison of fear, of sadness, a prison of regret or illness. I work with people for whom prison also means physical confinement in our jails, removed from the rest of us because of the offences they have committed. 85,000 men and women, young and old, in England and Wales, in over 140 prisons, may well spend Christmas Day locked into small cells, shared perhaps with a total stranger, with what appears to be a bleak future stretching ahead of them. But into this world of prisons, of whatever kind, comes Jesus Christ, bringing hope, joy, peace, forgiveness, love, and release from all our prisons, if we but learn to trust him. Throughout the year, prison chaplains labour to be alongside and to help people held in prison, to discover the love of God, the love which sets us free from everything that harms us. On Christmas Day, or as close to Christmas Day as possible, the Catholic bishops in England and Wales go into these prisons, those dark places where so much pain and fear and hopelessness reside. The bishops proclaim, by their very presence, the truth of the Lord's unconditional love for everyone. Christmas Day, spent in a 10x8 prison cell, can be a terrible time, as prisoners remember perhaps Christmases past with joy, but probably with regret. Many prisoners become overwhelmed with sadness on this day, and may even seek to harm themselves. In our prisons, as prison staff, we do all we can to support people in our care. As prison chaplains, we try to help people held in prison to discover that the true message of Christmas is for them too, and that this message is a message of liberation and new life. Holy Mass, services of reconciliation, carol services, all provide an experience of the Lord stepping right into our prisons, prisons of whatever kind, to set us free. With permission of the governor, I always brought some sweets into prison on Christmas Day. And I can remember grown men and women, prisoners, weeping, crying, when I gave them a few chocolates and telling me that it is the first time since childhood that anyone has ever given them a present on Christmas Day. I would ask them to take their chocolates back to their cells if they could wait that long, and then in the cells to sit down and enjoy them. And then to also remember that these little gifts of sweets come to them from the Lord, who loves them so much. This very Lord who comes to dwell alongside them in this prison cell, bringing them joy and peace. Christmas means the birth of love, the eruption of love into a world starved of affection. A cold, dark world is suddenly bathed in warmth and light. Imagine, or even experience for yourself, what it feels like to know that you are loved, in spite of weakness, in spite of frailty, in spite of sin and shame. When any one of us begins to know and to experience how much we are loved, a way out of our prisons opens up before us.